Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's a little cloudy, and the sun is being blocked by the clouds. But it's still nice weather, considering it's winter time. It's not extremely cold. It's about 60 degrees, but it's getting cold fast. It'll be about 50 degrees before the evening's over, and it's getting cooler. So I'm hoping everybody is getting ready for the winter. But it's very comfortable here in Las Vegas right now. All right. Let's talk football. The NFL Super Bowl. Yes, Sunday was an outstanding Super Bowl game. It wasn't a whole lot of scoring going on, but it was a defensive battle. Both teams that score a lot of points, usually in the football game, didn't score a lot of points. They were held to just minimum scoring, and the most of the points were scored by the field goal kickers. And the Los Angeles Rams only scored 3 points. That means they had a field goal that they kicked in the third quarter of the football game. They were losing 3-0 going into the middle of the third quarter. Then the Rams were able to kick a field goal and tie it up. And it was 3-3. And then it went into the fourth quarter, and Tom Brady and one of his favorite receivers hooked up for a touchdown. And so they kicked the extra point, and they went up 10-3. And they played a battle down to the wire of the game, the last 2 minutes of the game. And then New England kicked another field goal. And they ended up winning 13-3 was the final score. Yes, folks, it was an outstanding game. And Tom Brady worked his miracle magic in the fourth game of the year. He wasn't the most valuable player, though. The receiver for New England Patriots became the most valuable player. He had like 7 catches. Or I think it was like 10 catches for over 100 yards. And he was the go-to man for Tom Brady all day. Everybody else was getting covered. But he kept getting loose. And they kept throwing him the ball. And he was making some miraculous catches. So the New England Patriots ended up winning the World Series. The Super Bowl. Not the World Series. They won the Super Bowl, which is the championship of the football season. So New England Patriots has gone to the Super Bowl 3 years in a row. And this year they won. Last year they went and they lost to the Philadelphia Eagles. And the year before that, they won. They beat Seattle, the Seattle Seahawks. So Tom Brady now has 6 Super Bowl rings. He has the most Super Bowl rings than any quarterback in Super Bowl history. Yes, and his coach, Bill Belichick, has 6 Super Bowl wins. He's been to the Super Bowl 8 times, but he has 6 wins. The winningest Super Bowl coach in history. Yes, Bill Belichick, they say, is the genius. And Tom Brady is the all-star. And that's how the game went. Okay. Now, let's talk news. Las Vegas, the United States government is up and working again, but they're on a 3-week temporary work schedule. After the 3 weeks, actually after this next week, they will vote again and see if President Donald Trump is going to shut the government down again, to see if he's going to get his way, because he still wants to get money to build his wall in Mexico. And the government, the House of Representatives, the Democrats, don't want to give him the money. And so they're putting up all kind of alternative plans and projects together to stop him from getting his wall. But Donald Trump is dedicated to getting his campaign promise, because he said he was going to build the wall to stop people from coming in through southern the United States, and he said Mexico was going to pay for it. Well, Mexico said they weren't paying for a wall. So now Donald Trump is trying to get us to pay for the wall. And he's determined that he's going to get the wall built whether we pay for it or not. He's going to get the wall built. So he's putting plans, he's coming up with ideas, and he's discussing it with the House of Representatives, with the Democrats. And he's hoping to get the Senate to go along with him, but he can't get 60 votes in the Senate because they don't have 60 votes to get it. See, the Senate is not run by the Republicans anymore. There are a lot of Democrats in the Senate, and the Democrats have taken over the House of Representatives. So Nancy Pelosi, who's the Speaker of the House, and is also the daughter of a mobster, is making sure that Donald Trump doesn't get his wall. She's fighting against the opportunity for him to get a wall. They put a plan together, and they offered him money, but they are not giving him the opportunity to build the wall. They're totally against that, and if he doesn't break down and decide that he wants to let the wall go, they are going to shut the government down. And Donald Trump says he might have to go through presidential privilege and shut the wall down on his own. That's what he's going to do. If he doesn't get the wall, if he doesn't get the money that he wants to do the wall. So next week, we'll find out if the government gets shut down again, which will really be bad for America because it's not helping our GNP and our international trade, and all of that is going to pot if they don't get this deal together. So they're working on it. Well, we'll see what happens. I'll let you know as the week goes on. All right, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I think it's time for a commercial break. Papa D, play a song, and then time for the commercial break.
Here we go. My feet are on the ground, but I feel high. I gotta look out, my head might bump the sky. I feel so good, I don't know what to do. Ooh, hot doggy, I'm in love with you. You came into my life one fine day. Suddenly, you took my heart away. Good to know you feel the same way too. Ooh, hot doggy, I'm in love with you. The sound of your voice, that sweet love in your eyes, the touch of your lips.
Thank you.
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I got a story to tell you. I started telling you a story last Tuesday, but I didn't get a chance to finish the story. So I'll start it over from the beginning. I was on the bus going down Lake Mead, and I was on my way to the Fiesta Casino, which is at the corner of Rancho and Lake Mead. And I got to Simmons Avenue, and I changed my mind. I had heard on the radio that they had a brand new casino that had opened up in North Las Vegas. So I caught the bus down Lake Mead till I got to Simmons, and I got off the bus and waited at the bus stop to catch the bus on Simmons, going northbound into North Las Vegas. And I waited for the bus, and I waited, and I waited, and I found out that since that street is not a real popular street, the bus doesn't run real regular. It runs when it wants to run. So I was standing out there waiting for the bus, and there wasn't even no bus bench at the spot. So I couldn't even sit down and relax. I had to stand up and lean against a brick wall that was in the back of somebody's house. So I leaned against the wall, and I waited for the bus, and I waited. And I waited. And just when I said it was time for me to walk back across the street and catch the Lake Mead bus and go on down to the Fiesta Casino, I get ready to cross the street, and the bus comes and makes a turn and pulls up on Simmons and pulls up and stops at the bus stop. So I run down the street, and I catch the bus at the bus stop. I wait, and I holler, "Hey, hey, don't leave me. Wait a minute. I want to catch your bus." And the bus driver waits for me, and I run up on the side of the bus, and he opens the door, and I say, "Thank you." I said, "Man, it took you a long time." He said, "Well, I'm on time. This is a route that's not a regular route. We just implemented this route because this is a new street." And I said, "Oh, okay, that's what the problem is. Because I know you didn't run a regular route because I've been out here like 30 minutes waiting for you to show up, and you hadn't showed up until now. So I'm glad to know that you guys are on time, but your schedule is off. So can I have a bus schedule, please? Can you give me a bus schedule for this route so that I have it so that the next time I want to catch this bus, I know what time I need to be here to catch you?" And the bus driver just looked at me real funny. And then he went in his bus bag and he pulled out a schedule and he gave it to me and he said, "All right, this is the current schedule." And I said, "Yes, sir, thank you." And I snatched the bus schedule out of his hand and I went and sat down. And so I sat down on the bus, and I looked to see what the bus schedule was saying. And the bus schedule said the bus passed every 45 minutes. And I was like, wow, I got to wait 45 minutes to catch this bus. Well, I have to make sure I catch the late meet bus down here and get down here right before this bus is supposed to pass. So I'm not out here waiting 45 minutes for the bus. I know that the bus will be coming, and if I'm here on Lake Mead and I get here at a certain time, because the Lake Mead bus runs every 30 minutes. So I know that if I get down here at a certain time and I'm waiting after I got off the Lake Mead bus, then the Simmons bus will be pulling up shortly. And so I looked at the schedule and I said, okay, I got it down now. I know that I can't catch the Lake Mead bus at 30 after. I got to catch it on the hour, because by the time it gets down to Simmons, the Simmons bus will be on its way, making a turn at the corner and stopping at that stop. So I was on the Simmons bus, and I'm going northbound into North Las Vegas. I'm deep into North Las Vegas. I'm talking about going all the way to the other side, to Ann Road, to Lone Mountain, all the way to where they got all the brand new houses built on the other side of Martin Luther King. Yes, I'm talking about deep in North Las Vegas. So I jump on the bus and I'm riding, and I'm on my way to the Alante. Except I found out it's not called the Alante. It's called the Aliante. Aliante is the casino. And when I get there, it's beautiful. Oh, man. I looked around the outside, and it had all kind of shrubbery and bushes around the outside, and it had big trees around the outside of the casino. Oh, it was nice. And it was right across the street from a shopping center. So I could have went to the shopping center and went and bought snacks at the shopping center, because they had a Safeway, and they had a drugstore, a CVS drugstore, and they had a couple of pet stores, and they had hot wings store, and they had all kind of little food spots. So I was like, oh, this is nice. Okay. So I walked in the casino, and I walked around the casino, and I saw the sports book, and the sports book was huge. It was big. And I walked around the sports book, and I just enjoyed the sight. Okay, I think it's time for a commercial break. So, Papa D, play us a song, and we'll play a commercial spot. And we'll be back to finish my story. All right.
watch me, and I'll show you how.
Be a freak, get a loop, and we can move all night.
Oh, it's desperate, my body is just right.
Work your body with my body, and we'll sex away till the time is right. Yeah,
and I'll show you how.
Go let the flow, it'll let you know
tonight
just how to move.
Oh, it's desperate, my body is just right.
Shake your head, shake your head, and let the vibe come through.
Big Mouth Productions and G House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? Well, I'm telling you a story about when I went to the Aliante Casino. And I walked in the casino, and I was hanging out at the sports book. I was checking out the board and all the TVs and everything. It was a really interesting situation because they had all of the games posted and they had all the point spreads posted. It was bigger than any casino I had seen in Las Vegas. So I was really amused at what I was looking at. And I sat down at a games machine and started playing the machine. And when I was playing the machine, I decided that I was going to play the Keno machine, which is my favorite machine in all the casinos, because it pays. It pays out really well. And I got four numbers that I play that are really lucky. So I sat down and played these machines, and I had a good time. I was playing 1, 10, 71, and 80, which is the corners on the Keno machine. So I was playing the machine, and it's a 25-cent machine, but I was playing a dollar a roll. I was playing four quarters at a time. And while I was playing, I would hit the spin button, and it would come up a couple of times close to my numbers, but I kept hitting the spin button, and about the fifth or sixth spin, bingo, it hit $38, and that's what I was used to getting, so I was happy about that. I was up $38, and then I kept hitting the spin button. And about the sixth time I hit the spin button again, pow, $38. Oh, it was a habit now. I love that habit, the ringing of the coin. And I hit the button about six or seven times, and bam, $38. Well, I was up to $120 just like that. And I said, all right, enough of this. Let me cash out. And I cashed out. And I took my money, and I went into the bar. And I said, well, let me see what the bar looks like, because I'm drinking for free in the casino because I'm playing on the machines. But I'm playing on the machines, and I'm getting drinks while I'm playing. So I'm drinking, and I'm having a good time. But I decide I want to go into the casino. And I'm going into the casino, and I'm deciding I want to go to the bar. So I go over to the bar, and I get a real drink at the bar, because at the machines, I'm just getting white Zinfandel. I'm drinking white wine. Well, I go to the bar, and I get me a Long Island iced tea, because I want to get a real drink. And a Long Island iced tea has five liquors in it. So it's very smooth, but you can get fucked up real fast. So I went and I was drinking Long Island iced tea. Is it raining out here?
It's sprinkling. Oh. Back in?
Yeah. Who's in the activity room? Oh, well.
Okay, I'm going to push you back here.
All right, wait a minute. I'm just going to stay here for a couple of minutes.
All right.
All right. So I was in the bar, and I was drinking Long Island iced tea. And the drink was really good. I was starting to feel it because it was five alcohols, and I was enjoying the drink. And I ordered another one. And so the bartender brought me another one, and she made sure she hooked it up because I was really happy, and I tipped her like $2, which is the most she probably ever gets for a drink because most people just tip a dollar. But I gave her $2 since I was heavy on the pockets right now. So I gave her the $2, and I sat up there and was drinking. And there were some other girls that came to the bar when I was sitting at the bar drinking. And we started talking, and I found out that it was one of the girls' birthday. And she was celebrating her 48th birthday. And I was like, oh, well, congratulations. Let me buy you a drink. And I bought her a drink, and she was with two of her girlfriends. So I bought all three of them drinks. And we started sitting at the bar, and we were talking and stuff. And she was telling me that all of her friends are in the nightclub, and they have a table over there. And so if I wanted to come to her party, I could be her guest. And I was like, yeah, well, that's cool. So I went over to the nightclub, and I sat at the table where she had all of her friends sitting. And it was about 25 girls. And I was in heaven then. I was sitting among all of these beautiful women. And we were drinking and we were talking and we ordered some food from the restaurant. And we were having a good time. And she said that she wanted to go to her house and continue the party. And I said, well, I'm a DJ. If you got some records, and if you got some tapes, and if you got some CDs, I can play some music for you. And I'll DJ your party, but I don't play for free. You got to pay me. And, you know, I'll only charge you like $200. And she said, that sounds good. And I said, all right. Another thing, I'm not driving. So she said, it's okay, you can ride with me. And I said, all right, great. So we got everybody together, and we met in the parking lot, and I got in this girl's car. Her name was Karen. I got in her car, and we left and went to Karen's house. And she was living in a big, beautiful house. I don't know what she did for a living, but she had a real nice house that she had moved into. It was a brand new house because the area was nothing but new property. So she was the first owner to live in that house. So it was a nice house. And I went into the music room, she called it, and I turned on the stereo, and she had a 8-track tape player, and she had a cassette player, and she had a CD player. So I started playing all this music. All right, it's time for a commercial break. So Papa D play a song and drop the commercial spot. And we'll be back for me to finish the end of my story.
Over me, yes, I'm tender. I wanna
being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower. Pass me with that nonsense. What's up, baby? You want some dick? Cocaine. And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back. I don't know what them girls are talking about. And I said, oh my God. And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI? And I can make you holler all day and all night. And I said, but they got dresses on. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend? And I was like, what? Come holler at me, because I can put it down, baby. I can make it work. I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit. All day long. And I like cocaine. But crack. G Money says, come see G Money, and I can make you happy. I was going to junior college, and my football coach had a nightclub in Hollywood. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, Las Vegas and everybody around the world. You know, I was DJing this party and we were having a ball. I had all of these women at the party. They must have been sorority girls or something, because there wasn't a whole bunch of guys at the party. It was just me and a bunch of women. And I was just having a good time. I was playing songs, and then I'd get out there and dance with a bunch of the girls, and then I'd go up and play another song, and I'd go back out and dance with the girls. Oh, I was having a ball. So about 4 o'clock in the morning, we shut the party down. And I decided, that I wanted to lay down. So the girl invited me to her bedroom, and she said I could sleep in her bed with her. And I was like, okay, I'm with that. So I laid down, and all I remember is I went to sleep. I don't remember nothing else. But when I woke up in the morning, there was three of us in the bed. It was me, her, and her girlfriend. I had a threesome and didn't even know it. I missed the whole vibe. But like I said, it was a good night for a birthday party. So I got my $200, and I had sex with two girls. I think I did anyway. And everybody was happy. They got up and they fixed breakfast for me. And then one of them gave me a ride back to my house. And I thanked her and I was very happy. It was a good day. All right. And that's the end of that story. Yes, I had a good time at the party. All right. Well, everybody, I guess it's time for me to say thank you for listening to my show today, and tune in tomorrow and listen to the show tomorrow, Thursday and Friday at 3 o'clock. From 3 to 4, we do our show. So I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. I'll talk to you later, DJ Papa D, and I'm out of here, Big Nasty. Glad to hear you're around and about. All right. I'm out of here. Later. Bye.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.